Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Tuesday, October 22nd. A picture of The Who published on the Rolling Stone magazine website yesterday caused quite a stir locally as it portrayed guitarist Pete Townsend, spelled with an H, wearing a t-shirt that read Port Townsend, Washington. The picture was posted on several Facebook pages, implying that the shot was taken at Saturday night's Who concert at Safeco Field in Seattle. Sharp-eyed concertgoers believed otherwise, as Townsend was wearing red pants and a jacket on Saturday, while he wears only the t-shirt in the Rolling Stone photo. After some digging, KPTC discovered that the picture was taken last month at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida, by photographer Larry Murano. The shirt originated from the PT Shirt Company in downtown Port Townsend, where owner Frank Euro reported that a person who runs a fan site bought a few shirts and sent them to Townsend, who wears them quite frequently. Townsend did not wear the one on Saturday, presumably because it was too darn cold. An 11th-hour candidate for hospital commissioner has emerged. Sherry Van Hoover, who was narrowly defeated for a seat on the board in 2017, has filed as a write-in candidate for one of two unchallenged positions. The idea came from KPTZ's Al Bergstein, who suggested that Van Hoover run as a write-in candidate out of concern that two races are unopposed. A Van Hoover candidacy would give people a choice, Bergstein said. Van Hoover said several of her supporters then contacted her and urged her to run. The initial idea was to encourage people to write in Van Hoover's name for one position or the other as a protest vote, but Van Hoover learned that she needed to register as a write-in candidate in order for the votes to count. The two unopposed hospital commissioner candidates are Jill Bueller Renstra and Matt Reddy. Renstra, first elected in 1995, is up for a fifth term, while Reddy is seeking a second six-year term. Van Hoover told KPTZ that she didn't want to oppose Reddy due to his ability to ask tough questions and take a strong stand on the issues. She then decided to challenge Renstra. Renstra told KPTC that she was surprised by Van Hoover's candidacy and disappointed that it did not occur when candidates could debate the issues. Several candidate forums were scheduled that could have provided such an opportunity. Renstra questioned Van Hoover's interest in the position as she waited so long to file her candidacy. As there are no forums scheduled, KPTZ is stepping into the breach and will host both candidates on Thursday, right after the noon news broadcast and the community calendar, for a live discussion of the issues. The annual Port Townsend Community Memorial Service takes place this Thursday, October 24th, at the Quimper Unitarian United Fellowship on San Juan Avenue. The event is intended to honor and remember loved ones who died during the past year and includes music, candle lighting, and poetry. Attendees are encouraged to bring a memento or a picture to add to the hospice quilt. Anyone is welcome to the non-denominational service, which begins at 5:30 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman reminding you that democracy is messy, but it sure beats the alternative.